This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Whatley and we appreciate you being with us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find let me rephrase that. We just changed that. I'm not used to it yet. Haystackhelpradio.com. And you can catch all of our past shows there as well as our referral list. So be sure and check that out, haystackhelpradio.com. And we will be glad to help you in any way we can. Well, today, a special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage, your one-stop shop for all of your mortgage needs. And Mr. Kurt Rogers is with us. How are you, sir?
It's nice to see you again.
Good to see you.
We're starting another decade. We're having beautiful weather here in Colorado. And I understand you told me before we started that you got a cow.
I did. Now, let me explain that, because I put on my Facebook page with Sportsman, my regular Facebook page, just my name, that I got my cow. And my cow tag ran out January 31st. And the buddy sent me something that's not a hunter. He goes, "You have to have a tag and you shot a cow?" What's it? No, cow elk. Cow elk. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
I wanted you to make sure. Cow.
Yes, yes. So, looking forward to that meat from Steve's Meat Market in Arvada. So, hey, you need any wild game or you got wild game, that's the place to get it processed, Steve's Meat Market. Well, man, it's hard to believe. Somebody said I hadn't seen since the first of the year, Happy New Year. And I was like, dude, that seems like it was 3 months ago already.
Actually, it does.
I mean, it really does.
It's just like Happy New Year. We're way into the season already, it feels like.
Absolutely.
It's just been busy. Everybody I talk to is just working. It's not a normal January. There's so much business going on in all aspects.
Right.
Finding the time. That's why I think we're thinking it's June and July.
Sure.
It's just, except for the weather, it's just moving along pretty well.
No kidding. So, Kurt, right now, this time of year, it seems like there's a lot of homeowners refinancing. So why is that?
Well, there's actually several reasons. And like I just mentioned, this is not normal for January. I mean, we start seeing this normally around March. But because of what's happening with interest rates, the fact of how low they really are, and what you can do with that, that's one of the reasons it's got people's attention, because rates have a tendency to click up a little bit in January. That's not the case. So a lot of people, what we're seeing right now, because of Christmas and everybody had a nice time, they went out and they charged up things. With the rates where they are now, they're able to pay off that, and in addition to that, not necessarily raise their current mortgage payment. So they're able to save all that money and then turn around and throw it back at their mortgage and make it work or go a shorter period of time. So we're seeing a lot of people doing that. We're seeing other people that have decided, okay, now's the time to do that home improvement. And again, because of the rates, they're able to do that and not affect their normal budget that they already have. And you remember, when you do home improvements, you're going to get back anywhere from 60 to 85 cents on the dollar. So the value of your house is going to continue to grow. Some of the other things people are doing is they're shortening their term. With rates the way they are, we're having people go from a 30 to maybe a 26 and take 4 years off their mortgage and still lower their payments, or go to a 24. So you can refinance, get a better rate, and your payment doesn't go up, but you can take years off. The advantage to that is that saves you thousands of dollars in interest over the term. If you're handling the payment, shorten the term, which is one of the things that we're seeing. And then the other one is the home values. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show, but home values continue to go up. Mm-hmm. And now they're not going up at 8 or 9%, but all across the city, the purchase market has increased. The demand is still there. And articles that I've read, there was an article that just came out about a week ago that December was the biggest month in the last 10 years on new build permits. It went up by 16.7% in December.
Wow.
They're anticipating there's a whole lot more people that need homes. There was something I read that there are millions of homes short across the nation. There's just not enough homes for people to move into.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to continue to keep the market moving, especially with rates. And we don't see rates going up at all. They're just going to stay here.
Right.
So it's a great time to refinance.
720-895-0500. It's Affordable Interest Mortgage. Kurt and his team will be glad to help you. And whether, hey, refinancing, a new mortgage, reverse mortgage, whatever, they can help you out. Once again, their number is 720-895-0500. With that, we'll welcome our special guest today.
Our special guest is Mike Hills. If you've been listening to the show for the last 2 years, you know that voice. You know Mike Hills. We believe he's a stable here. He brings great information, and it's nice to have you back for 2020.
Thanks, guys. Happy New Year.
Same to you, sir. So what all is going on different with Atlas Real Estate? Any new things happening?
So, yes, there's one major thing happening. I'm not really allowed to speak about it too much on the radio. I'll just get a little teaser. Yeah, just you guys. Yeah. So Zillow is buying houses these days. Up and down the Front Range, Denver, Colorado Springs, Fort Collins, and we are their broker. So we have an inside peek as to one of the largest players in real estate and how they are changing the game. And it's an incredible machine that they have built. So we've been doing this for 18 months now. So you guys have known that we've been doing this a long time. And I'm not going to speak a lot about it, but it's an exciting time to be in real estate. If you're on our side, some people are a little nervous about it, and I can tell you that they shouldn't be nervous about it because the consumer experience, what Zillow is doing for the consumer experience has been fantastic. And we just get to be on the inside and work with them, and that's the big change, but it's been a fantastic change. And I think the consumer is the one that's really benefiting.
Wow. What are the questions I'm going to ask you? We're in 2020. How was 2019 from the beginning January of last year to the end?
It was fantastic. And I would say that there's two separate sides of the market, and we play in both. One is just retail. When I say retail, that's, you know, a house for you and I or your family to live in, or the listener, that the place that they're going to live. That's what I refer to as retail. Everything else I would call investment. And the retail market slowed down a bit towards the end of the year. Tends to happen every year where, you know, end of summer, winter time, it slows down. We have seen that, there's still a bunch of people moving to Colorado, and you guys have heard me say this before. The citizen in me gets really frustrated when I drive up and down I-25. Right. The property owner and landlord in me loves all of the people moving here because it's like, great, rents, values, everything goes up. You know, it's all about migration, state to state. People are moving here. They want to live in Colorado. I mean, yeah, it's a little gray out there today, but, you know, the weather here is amazing, and people want to live here. And then there's the investment side, and the investment side is anything that's not retail, and the investment side has still been going crazy. More people than ever are, you know, watching these flipping shows on TV. They're getting into flipping. They're realizing that buy and hold, they're taking their money out of the stock market and realizing that while you can make some gains in the stock market, that investment real estate and actually taking your money, leveraging it the proper way in markets that are awesome can really change the way you retire. And real estate is an amazing vehicle if done right. And when you have a good partner, the way you are, Kurt, and the way I am too.
Okay. What do you see for 2020?
I think more of the same. I really do. I think interest rates are still low. I mean, typically and technically, usually in election years, there's usually a dip in real estate, and that's more on the retail side. Usually people, you know, are coming up on an election year in November, and, you know, whether you're red or blue or vote in the middle or like or hate our president or want somebody new, typically that tends to affect the way people buy and sell their homes. There was a rate decrease in July of 2019. Usually that takes 9 to 15 months to really be affected in the market from a block and tackle perspective. So we're coming up on that this summer, that I think that rate will start to have an effect on people. I still keep getting a bunch of calls about people wanting to sell their houses, people wanting to buy houses. So I don't think that's going to change. I think from Colorado perspective, our local market, there's still people moving here. As we all know, prices have gotten so expensive in this city and in the greater region. There was an article yesterday that came out that one of our guys in Colorado Springs sent me, that Colorado Springs and Loveland are two of the fastest growing cities, and rents have increased in the top five fastest in the country. So it's not just Denver, it's the whole state is growing rapidly and people want to move here. Will that slow down? Probably. One of the things that we look at is what's referred to as housing starts, meaning that the people, the builds that are starting new. So a new housing start is a new build, whether that's an apartment, a condo, single family home, the housing starts still can't keep up with the population increase. And if there's more people moving here than there are houses for them to live in, it just drives values up.
And that was at 16.7%. The starts just in the month of December.
Right.
So those things are all going to be finished by June, July.
Yep. I mean, So
I agree with you.
Yep. And if there's an issue, and there will be a pullback, and I don't know if it's going to be sparked by the election or some other thing, here's what I tell my investors. Our number one tenet of Atlas Real Estate Investment Philosophy is 20-year picture. I don't buy to sell in 2 years. If somebody calls me from the radio, from this show, you call me and say, hey, I want to buy a property, I want to make 10%, and I want to sell in 24 months, I will look at you in the eye and say, I'm not your guy, because I'm not going to make that promise on what's going to happen in 24 months. When we buy real estate, when I buy real estate, when I sell real estate to my clients, my family, my friends, for my own portfolio, man, it is all 20-year picture. Now, do I hold everything for 20 years? No, I will make moves inside that 20 years, but I'm buying based on the simple premise that I believe that the market today, it will be better in 20 years. And as weird as that sounds, you can't make that promise all over the country.
No.
You know, you just can't. I'm not going to pick on any cities, but most of the Midwest. I'm just not going to make that promise with the exception of a few markets. So then you start looking at other markets, like take Texas, for example. I love the real estate in Texas, but they have no state income tax. So what do they have? They have a really high property tax.
Yep.
So what does that do? It unnaturally compresses values because you can't
afford the payment.
You can't afford the payment. So therefore,
same thing happens in Florida.
Yes.
Property taxes. They have no state income tax. Their property taxes are three times ours.
Yes. And then you look at a state like California where they're talking about statewide rent controls. Well, the government and the systems that the government has built, whether it's high property taxes and no income tax, whether it's rent controls, it really stops appreciation. And I want to buy in places and own in cities where I believe in the 20-year picture. And that's, I believe in the 20-year picture of Denver. And what I was going to say is that I think that we are due nationwide for a correction. And maybe it's a economic crisis somewhere in Europe or somewhere in Asia that affects the United States. But when that happens, and it will, when it happens, Colorado will recover more quickly than most other markets, which is the exact same thing that happened in 2008, 2009, 2010, that, you know, we blew past the 2008, 2009 highs in Colorado, what, in 2015, maybe 2016, yep. We blew past those.
5 years later, gone.
There's other cities, you know, one of the places that we really believe in today, the last place I bought in Phoenix. And here's the funny thing. Phoenix still hasn't recovered from their peaks in 2008, which I think is an opportunity. That's a different conversation, but it's one of those things that these are things that when we are looking at other markets that we dive deep into to say, is this a place I believe in the 20-year picture? I did not believe in the 20-year picture in Phoenix 10 years ago. I do today. Now, they've made some economic and fundamental changes to that market in particular, which is why I believe in it, but they still haven't recovered. Colorado, man, we blew through the recovery within 5 or 6 years. And I think when it happens again, I think we're very insulated in Colorado. We have mild government. We have great weather. We have good citizens. We have decent schools. We have lots of economy. You know, I mean, there's
all kinds of.
Yeah. Economy. Like I ask people all the time, it's like, well, what is the number one economy in Denver proper? And nobody really has an answer because we don't really have a number one economy. We've got several.
The outdoors.
Yeah. The outdoors. Right. That's, sports.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shooting cows, apparently.
Yeah, shooting cows.
Yeah, shooting cows. There's just so many things to do here and get up and get away. Sure. Unlike some other cities, you can't get away.
Right.
And it's not all just high tech why we have that. There's just so many different things you can do here that you can't do in other places.
It's amazing. We live in we're very blessed to live in the state that we do. Yeah.
Absolutely. When we come back, I want to kind of go over on how you go about, how you look at it, and how you help teach people in your conversations how to look at buying investments now with maybe a downturn and how to get through the other side.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DNDTireService.com.
Rates continue to drop. Have you taken advantage or are you still waiting? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where all of our loans come with lower fees and low rates. You deserve it. Call 720-895-0500, where we have been serving Colorado since 2001. We are locally owned and operated. We know Colorado, and we know how to help. Have you tried to get a loan and been treated just like another number? Transferred from one person to another? Vague answers? Feel like no one is listening? Take AIM, where what you want matters. Respect and straight answers. And all with the same person from start to finish. Call 720-895-0500. We're the home of one of the fastest growing loans in Colorado, the Asset Manager. More Coloradans are switching to this loan than any other. Why? It allows you to pay thousands less in interest, have lower payments, access your equity for 30 years, and own your home in half the time. Find out why it could work for you. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Call 720-895-0500 now and keep more of your money. NMLS 298191, regulated by DORA, Equal Credit Lender.
Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality eye and vision care for over 50 years. Stack Optical is a family-owned business, and they're proud to be one of the few optical offices that have their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Your one-stop shop for all of your vision needs, eye exams, glasses, and contacts. And don't forget about the Stack Sports Pack. Let owner and certified optician Alan Stack customize a pair of specialized glasses that will make your next outing on the golf course or on the gun range better than ever before. Call today for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Or check them out at stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and our special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Kurt Rogers in studio along with Mike Hills. Atlas Real Estate is the company. Check out their website, realatlas.com. Mike's number, 720-220-8500.
Okay, just before the break, we were talking about, you know, different cities that are great to buy. And when you're looking at investment properties, mm-hmm. now, 5 years ago is different than it is now.
Yep.
And 5 years from now, it's going to be different again. So when you're looking at it, how do you propose people look at buying an investment property now and with what might be coming if the market starts to go down a little bit?
Sure.
Explain
so
that.
We have, there's, I call them 3.5 pillars of the Atlas philosophy and what we are really thinking about when we're buying. First and foremost, this is all about the 20-year picture. We really deeply care about the 20-year picture. And the reason for that is we are not market timers. You know, so think of the stock market. And when you're looking at the stock market, you have people that are referred to as day traders. So they're trying to buy a stock, trying to pinpoint it, trying to time it, and trying to get out and make
flip
a profit.
Flip it quick.
Yeah, flip it quick. And people do that in real estate. They try to buy, buy low, fix it up, and flip it. There's people out there that are syndicating deals where they're buying, putting money in, and they're trying to time it 2 to 5 years away and sell it. Those are market timers. And if you're doing that, I would make the argument, unless you are an absolute pro, you're just gambling. You're just speculating.
Go to Vegas.
Yep. And I'm not going to do that. Hey, if you're going to go to Vegas, call me. I'll go with you. Love Vegas for 48 hours and my soul starts to hurt and I have to leave. So when I'm buying real estate and when we're selling our clients' real estate, it's all 20-year picture. And that 20-year picture goes like this. Do we reasonably believe that the market price is going to be more in 20 years than it is today? It's a really simple question. And most people would say, well, of course, but there's a lot more to it. Like if you take a city like Wichita, yeah, you really can't make that bet. Memphis, you really can't make that bet. There's a whole bunch of places you can't make that bet that you can reasonably say that the real estate value is going to be more in 20 years than it is today. And sometimes like, well, yeah, it's going to go up, but it just goes up with inflation.
Who cares?
Like that, I don't want to do that. And then the second piece of that is that there's other markets where you can say, I absolutely believe that the value is going to be more in 20 years than it is today. Like let's take Southern California, San Diego, LA, you know, up and down the coast, San Francisco, anywhere in the Bay Area, Seattle. But here's the problem. This is tenet number two. This is pillar number two of our philosophy. You have to believe in the 20-year picture, number one, and you have to make money, cash flow or yield, whatever you want to call it. You have to make a profit every month in order to pay for the real estate. That's number two. And unfortunately, the prices, the real estate prices in Southern California, as an example, as compared to the rent collection, it's so skewed that you can't make any positive cash flow. So if you're buying and you're not getting positive cash flow and you're banking on appreciation, you're promising yourself appreciation, that just goes back to speculating again. You're just gambling again, hoping that the market goes up. So number one, 20-year picture. Number two, positive cash flow, yield, cash flow, rents, whatever you want to call that, but you got to make money every month. The property has to pay for itself. And then number three, we call it either 20-year picture along with urban infill or path of development. But more than that, for me, path of development and 20-year picture sort of go in the same thing. Like, you know, you think of Colfax and I-25. If you say right. Colfax to most Coloradans, they think hookers and strip clubs and drugs and prostitution and all this stuff. But what did they build at Colfax and 225 a few years ago?
Four hospitals.
And you know what that's done to the real estate in that area? It's made it go crazy, which is why we've been buy heavy over there for the last 5 years. That's path of development. But more than just path of development, because if you get the 20-year picture right, you get the cash flow right, and you get the path of development right, the next piece, and probably the most important piece to me, is property management. You have to have good property management. You can buy the best deal in the world, and I've seen people buy the best deal in the world, manage it terribly, you lose money. I've bought terrible deals. Manage them right, they make money. It is about property management. So what we do as a team, as an executive team, we go into these different markets and decide, okay, we're going to expand cities. What cities are we going to expand to? Why? First question we try to answer is 20-year picture. Second question we answer is it going to get cash flow and yield? Third question we answer is where are the areas that we believe in the path of development? And if we can check those boxes, we bring in our property management first. And this is the first thing we did in Colorado Springs, first thing we did in Fort Collins, first thing we did in Phoenix. And as we expand, there's a couple other markets that we're looking at that we will bring in property management first. And once we can check the box and say, okay, we have stable, reliable property managers, we believe in this picture, then we will start investing our own money and our clients' money in those markets. And it works. And that's been our philosophy, and it has worked really, really well. And our clients really like it. And the truth of the matter is, before we invest your money, I'm going to invest my own money first. And I'm going to lead by example. Like we believe that is the best way. You know, there's lots of salespeople out there that'll sell you anything. But if they're not partaking in what they're selling, can you really trust them? So we say, look, I'm going to go first. We're going to go first. We're going to prove the model with our own money. And then we'll bring in our clients and say, hey, you should buy.
So would you say then with you managing, it's your job then to keep the house rented?
Yes. So it is.
As the landowner.
So here's what we tell people. When you buy a property with us, I don't actually ever want you to go to that property again. Give us all your stress. In our world, lots of people like to give away their anxiety. I get people all the time that call me with issues and they have anxiety and they want to give it to me. In the property management world, we are asking for your anxiety. Give me your anxiety. I'll manage the property for you. We're going to rent it. We're going to deal with the rent collection. If there's something bad that goes wrong, you know, if it has a roof leak or a toilet or a plumbing or whatever, we will fix that for you. If your insurance company needs to get in and survey it, man, send me your insurance person's contact and we will call that person for you. If your tenants need to get evicted or aren't collecting rent or aren't paying rent, we will collect that for you. All of it, any anxiety you have on that property, we want to manage that for you. We want you to go be a school teacher, a doctor, a lawyer, a clerk, whatever you do for a living, go do that. We will take all of the property management anxiety out of the equation for you. Cause you know what most people think of when you say, hey, I own a rental, you know what the first thing they do? They think of tenant issues and they think of all the horror stories.
Phone calls at 1 in the morning.
Yeah, all the horror stories they've ever heard. Yeah. And we say, look, we'll deal with that all for you. Because our property management company is different. We pay different. We manage different. Our people are amazing.
Explain that, because a lot of people don't understand how most property managers manage the property and how you guys do it different to keep the biggest fear of a renter, of a property owner, is vacancy.
Yes.
Teach us, explain how your property managers help prevent that.
So think about this. Think back to when you rented an apartment, or your kid did, or your boyfriend or girlfriend, or your significant other, your current spouse. When everybody rents an apartment, this is typically how it works. You walk into the leasing office and there's a leasing agent that shows you the properties. And if you want to submit an application, you submit that application to said leasing agent. And then when it comes time to sign the lease, many times you'll sign it with somebody else, but maybe you'll sign it with a leasing agent. And then you never see that leasing agent again. And there's a concierge at this apartment complex, if it's a nicer one. If there's maintenance, you call into a maintenance line. If you have to pay rent, you pay it to somebody at the front desk, or maybe you pay it online. That leasing agent is completely removed from anything else besides that one job. Your maintenance is completely removed from anything besides the little maintenance department inside said apartment complex. This is typically the way it works. Our property managers, if I manage your property, Kurt, I manage all of it. I manage the rent placement or the tenant placement. I manage the rent collection. I manage the maintenance. I manage the issues if there are issues. I manage the turn if a tenant moves out and I have to release that. Why do I do that? Because our property managers are paid based on their portfolio, their rent rolls, as we call them, people living in them and paying rent, just like an owner would. So our people are incentivized to have all of their rent roll full and all of their rent roll full paying rent. And if they are doing that, they make more money. Why? Because we believe that the interest of the property manager and the interest of the owner need to be aligned.
Yes.
And so many times they're not. And you know what the biggest example of that is? Most property management companies make at least half of their profit on upcharging maintenance. So if a plumber shows up and fix something in your house and it's $100, they charge the homeowner $120. I think that's thievery. I almost think it's stealing. It's totally unethical to me to not disclose that. So what we do, if a plumber shows up to fix something in your house and it's $100, you can see right online in your owner's portal on the software that we use that it showed up and it was $100. The charge that they charge to you is this, that the plumber charges to the property is the same charge we charge to you. We're simply passing it through because we shouldn't make money on something going wrong. We were down interviewing a property management company in Arizona, in Phoenix, and went out to lunch with this particular owner. And the owner, we said, we were just chatting. He's like, oh man, I love turns. I kind of looked at him like, what? He's like, I love tenant turns. A turn is when a tenant moves out and you have to fix it up and a new tenant moves in. And we were dumbfounded. I was like, why do you love turns? And he's like, well, I love turns because every time there's a turn, I get to do all the maintenance and all the fix them, and I get to mark it up 10 to 20%. That's how he gets paid. And I mean, that's like the most unethical thing on the planet, because what he's saying is he's incentivized to put crappy tenants in those houses.
To turn it.
So they move out quicker so that he can do more construction, so they can turn faster, so he can make more money.
He's not protecting the owner's
Exactly.
investment.
His interests are misaligned with the owner's. And we've built in? I don't think that's a word.
Built in? It is now.
Yeah. We okay. built our property management company around the idea that our interests need to be aligned with our owners, but they also need to be aligned with our tenants, which is why if there's a maintenance issue at your house, the tenant himself or herself can call their property manager directly and say, hey, my toilet's not working. Hey, my dishwasher's broken. Hey, there's a leak in my roof, so that we can get on it and fix it. Because we have learned the faster we take care of tenant needs, the more dignity we treat those tenants with, which they're not used to getting in most property management setups.
No.
If we treat them with dignity and respect that they deserve, they stay longer, which means there's less vacancy, which means everybody's
Especially when rents are going
happy.
Up, they're going to stay.
They're going to stay. If we treat them right, they will stay.
Now, tell us how many properties you manage. in Denver?
We manage...
Not in Arizona, in Denver.
We met 2,500 these days. So we have 3,300, just under 3,300 total. That's a couple hundred in Phoenix, 400 or 500 in Colorado Springs, and like 2,500, 2,600 in Denver right now. So this is, we are speaking out of the voice of experience.
And a vacancy rate of?
Less than 2%. So, and vacancy doesn't count if they're not paying rent. It's got to be vacancy. It has to be no vacancy, and they have to pay rent. Because if they live in your house and not paying rent, it doesn't count.
That's right.
You know, they, right. Man, they got to pay that rent.
Now, real quick, you say plumber, $100. First of all, I've never had a plumber for $100. but I want to bring up this point. Some people may be listening. They go, hey, look, I can find a house to rent. I can collect the rent. I can call a plumber just as good as you can. But as we both know, mm-hmm. we have a special relationship with Lakewood Plumbing. Because of all the numbers you just mentioned, if that price is, let's say, $500 for that plumber to come out for me and Kurt, you ain't paying $500.
Correct.
You're getting a good discount because of all the different business that you give them. So, you know, we can't give you an exact dollar.
I can.
Check this out.
Figure.
You did my mother's house.
Lakewood Plumbing, who you just mentioned, who is a partner of yours, partner of mine.
Right.
They typically charge roughly $2,000 to $2,500 for a furnace replacement. I own properties, you guys know this, and I had to replace 5 furnaces of mine in quarter 4, November and December. They charged me $1,510 a pop instead of $2,000. So that's almost a 25% discount. It's like a 24.8% right. discount mm-hmm. on their price because of the volume. It's called economies of scale. We do sure. so much work with them, and we refer them so much business that we get the best deals. I would challenge anybody listening, Google what it costs to fix a water heater right now. Mm-hmm. You're going to pay somewhere between $1,300 and $1,800 or $1,900. If they can get you to pay $2,500, they will.
Yeah.
If you Google it. For us, it's going to be $1,100 to $1,200 tops every time.
Right. Now, Lakewood Plumbing will not try to get $2,500.
No, okay, no. Yeah.
I want to make sure that clear.
Right. I just mean,
they are very, very good.
The industry.
If you just Google plumbers.
Dude, it's expensive. I mean, plumbers, electricians, I mean, all that stuff, I mean, is big dollars. And when you can save, you know, let's just say 20%, I mean, that's huge.
It is.
Yeah.
And we like to, and again, this goes back to our core philosophy. When we have those savings to our clients, we do not mark it up to normal price and take the profit. We pass those savings on to our clients.
And I'll bring up my mother-in-law's house mm-hmm. in Aurora. We had to do some work to her house, mm-hmm. foundation issues. You saved me from the prices that I thought I could get. You saved me over 30% less, and it was done 4 weeks faster.
Faster, better.
Yeah, it was, and that it made the house be able to be sold much quicker.
Yep.
So, yeah, I know that for a fact. I was surprised at those numbers.
Yeah, it's just, you know, if it's amazing what happens when you do right by people, and you treat them with honesty, dignity, respect, you know, I won't get God, or how about the universe will take care of you. So it's amazing how that works.
Absolutely. You're listening to a special edition of Your Money Matters. Mike Hills is our guest. Atlas Real Estate, realatlas.com. Mike's number, 720-220-8500. We'll be right back.
Hi, Jack Corgan. Shopping for a new car can be a harrowing experience unless you use my favorite car dealer, Len Lyles Chevrolet, just east of I-225 on Colfax, 15 minutes from anywhere. I've worked with them for more than 12 years, and I promise you, Len Lyles is not your typical car dealership. Check out their excellent reviews on Google. They are respectful of your time, not high pressure, and have very progressive pricing because low overhead really does mean lower prices. Len Lyles Chevrolet, go east and pay the least.
Chevy. Find new roads.
Have you been considering an RV, or are you looking for a place that will help you keep your RV in top condition? Let me tell you about my friends at Cousins RV. They've got 3 convenient locations to serve you in Loveland, Wheat Ridge, and Colorado Springs, which includes full parts and service departments at all 3 locations. Cousins RV is locally owned and operated by Jim Humble and Drew Bryant with over 40 years in the RV industry. Cousins RV offers the top manufacturers in the industry, and they have a huge selection of pre-owned RVs at every price point. Service is key at Cousins RV, and they can handle any repair, even offering a mobile RV service. Hey, we all know accidents can happen, and at Cousins RV, they have their own collision center with a paint booth to fit the largest of RVs. Come to the place that has the best Google reviews from any RV dealer in Colorado and ranks number 1 in customer satisfaction. Owners Jim and Drew are on site daily. Be sure and let them know you heard about them here on Haystack Help Radio.
If you're 62 years of age or older and own a home, ask yourself, do I want to stay in my home? Have you built up enough equity? Can my family and I benefit from additional cash? Steve Hurley has been a resident of Colorado for over 32 years and is a senior helping seniors. These are questions he can help answer to see if a reverse mortgage is right for you. Call Steve Hurley at 303-885-0254 from Affordable Interest Mortgage today to schedule your free consultation. It may be the most important call you'll ever make.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group, 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley, along with Kurt Rogers from Affordable Interest Mortgage. Once again, your one-stop shop for all your mortgage needs. If you have any questions about mortgages, give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500. Our special guest today, Mike Hills from Atlas Real Estate. Mike's been with us a number of times over the last few years, and I'm telling you, they have it down. I'll just say it that way. And because Mike, real quick, and then I'll let Kurt get back to his questions. It's not just as simple as buying a house, renting it out.
Correct.
And all this working. Mm-hmm. There is a process mm-hmm. that you guys have learned, because I'm sure there's some mistakes along your way,
absolutely.
You know, but it's a process to get to where, man, this just works very consistently. You're confident about it. And, but you got to do it the Atlas Real Estate way.
Well, yeah, and there's other ways to do it. I mean, this, the biggest thing that we do, and one of the two advantages that we have over most, is that we know real estate, and we know the real estate and the markets in which we're buying. So we are looking for, like we said earlier, that the hospitals that that got built over at Colfax and 225, that we know from just having done this, that drives the values up. So we like to buy there. We like to buy around, you know, we bought in, actually, Heather, that works for you, Kurt, yes, bought a fourplex down in Colorado Springs, because yep, there's a hospital that's supposed to break ground, I think, next spring, that's 3/4 mile away. And if that hospital never is built, it's still a fundamentally good deal. That hospital being built just adds a tremendous amount of upside. So these are the things that we look for, number one. Number two, you know, so we really learn the cities. Number two, when we are writing the pro formas, when we're valuing these properties, we call our property managers, the people that are on the ground, boots on the ground, that are on those streets, that are managing those properties, managing that.
So
those
they
kinds
know
of tenants.
Who's moving in the air. They
yeah.
understand it.
So we ask, was like, hey, actually, we got an email from our property manager in Arizona. There was a property that came for sale, and her name's Marie, and emailed her and said, hey, Marie, what do you think about this property? And she said, hard pass. It's a bad area. Don't do it. Cool. I don't need, she says no, I don't even need to further investigate, because it doesn't matter to me. If our property manager says no, and she's the boots on the ground every day, man, then it's a hard pass. And these are the things that we do. And then it gets into the having a good lending partner and the right kind of financing and the right kind of picture. And one of the things that we do, and that I do specifically, I had lunch before I came here and met with you guys and did this radio show. I had lunch with a potential client, and he and I have known each other for years now. He and his wife have never purchased a rental property. Their home is paid off now, and they're looking, using your loan,
yep,
Kurt,
yep,
they're looking at buying a rental property. The problem that he's having versus the problem that she's having is he's trying to convince her to make the leap, but she doesn't want to buy because she keeps saying, well, I don't like this. And she's thinking what she would like, but the income difference is massive. I look at her and say, look, I'm not trying to say you should buy something bad, but I don't care where you want to live. I mean, let me say it this way. Of the rental properties that my wife and I own, If I had to move into any of them, it means something has gone terribly wrong.
Yeah.
Now, I love my house, and I have four little kids, so I need a house that, if we're not going to share bedrooms, I don't even have another house that has more than three bedrooms in it. So I wouldn't fit. My family wouldn't fit in any of the rentals that I own. And that's not to say I like them, dislike them, love the area, hate the area. I'm just simply saying I would not fit. And if I had to do that, it's because things have gone very, very sideways.
Well, that's one of the things I think you have a meeting every month. Actually, you're now doing two, but the next conversation, as we call it, is next Tuesday night at 6:30.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Let everybody know where that's at in case they want to come.
It's 970 Yuma Street, which is like 6th Avenue and I-25. The building's called 970 Forge. If you drive up and down I-25, you'll see it right there, right front and center. Come. We have cocktails, wine, beer. It's free. I promise nobody's going to try to sell you anything. It's
no
simply
tapes, no books, no nothing.
Yeah, it's just how we think about real estate and why you should too.
And you give examples of how this works.
Yes, sir.
So, but in your process, as you go through all of this, you've learned some of the things not to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
After the last time you did this, I remember I did all of them wrong when I bought investment properties a year ago. So do us a favor and tell us what are some of the things you should not do when you're buying investment properties.
Absolutely. I think the number one thing that people do is they buy in areas that they don't understand without a trusted partner. So what I mean by that is I get calls every day from people that say, hey, man, I got some deals for sale in Huntsville, Alabama, or Memphis, Tennessee. And my first question is, great, what do you own there? Well, I don't own anything there, but, you know, it's a good market. Well, you don't know what you're talking about. If you don't own anything there, you don't know. Name me four streets in that city. And if you can't, then you better find me a partner that can. Otherwise, you know, you're just speculating. It goes back to what we talked about earlier. You're just gambling, and I'm not willing to take that risk with my money or yours. So number one, you really need to understand the market that you're in. And I mean deeply, deeply understand it. And if you don't, you better have somebody that you deeply trust that does, number one. Number two, I don't buy on speculation. I am not buying for the short term to try to make a 10, 15, 20% killing on a property and sell it in the short term. Why? Because I have no idea what's going to happen. You guys have heard me tell this story. I bought my first house September 1st, 2001. 10 days later, September 11th happened. I was right out of college. I was young. I graduated from DU less than 3 months before, and September 11th happened, which threw our economy, the housing market, into upheaval.
Yep.
I lost money in terms of value immediately, 10 days later. Man, that's terrible for a 22 or 23-year-old kid. Here's the difference. I still own that property today. It's been 18 and a half years. I've made a killing on it today because I waited 18 years. So I am not the guy that's going to speculate and try to make a deal and make a whole bunch of money in the short term. I'm going to buy for the long term. The next ones, probably two and three, have a good property manager. Have somebody that you can bounce ideas off of from a property management perspective. And then number three is all about financing. If you finance properties wrong, you can lose your shirt. And I'll give you two examples and people that bought in the 2000s and then were forced to sell in the late 2000s know exactly what I'm going to say. Number one, if you do interest-only financing, and by definition, most people that do interest-only financing have adjustable rate mortgages, and they're typically banking on the property increasing in value so that they can turn around and sell and get out of that interest-only note. Or you do an adjustable rate mortgage, and same principle is true. You have an adjustable rate mortgage, lower payment today, and it's going to adjust at some future point. And when it does, you're going to pay more. So what do those people try to do? They try to sell or refinance before the rate adjusts. Well, think about if you had a five-year adjustable rate mortgage or a five-year interest-only loan, and you bought a property in 2005. In 2010, all of a sudden your note is called due and you can't refinance because no banks are lending, or you can't sell because the market has completely fallen out. So you're in big, big trouble because you did financing wrong in the first place. And it's not that it's wrong. It's not that it's bad. It's just you did it on speculation. You did it, to use a craps term, a gambling term, you did it betting on the come. And man, when you bet on the come, if you're wrong, it's really expensive.
It doesn't come.
You lose.
Yeah.
You know?
And you lose a lot.
And it's one thing to lose money. But so many people that I know didn't just lose money when it crashed in 2008, 2009. They lost their credit.
Yep.
And now, because they lost their credit, they have no ability to go get more money. So it takes time. And think about if you declared bankruptcy in 2010, and now you can't buy another property until 2017, you know, because you got to wait 7 years. Well, man, 2012, 2013, 2014, 2015.
Perfect times to buy.
Great times to buy a property. So by not just financing wrong on the front side, it also really damages your ability to make leverage smart purchases on the back end too. And man, so you're getting a double whammy. You lose money and you lose your credit, which means lose your future ability to make money. I mean, I think one of the things that our schools are missing is we are not teaching young people to protect their credit. The credit they have is the most important single thing tied to your name. 100% protect your credit. And if people are, because think about it, if people are willing to loan you money, well, that's a good thing. I'm sure you do. I have clients that call me and they get really frustrated with the banking process. They're like, oh, it's such a pain in the neck. I'm like, yeah, you're right. It is a pain in the neck. But so-and-so is going to loan you $300,000. Wouldn't you want to check to make sure the person you were loaning your money to is
that what they tell you they make is really what they make?
Yeah. I'm sure you hear it more than I do, but these are big things. Actually, I got to say one thing before we go to a break. We got another break. So one of my buddies is listening, and he's a huge Minnesota Vikings fan, and my 49ers are in the Super Bowl, and they beat his Vikings. So I just want to let him know. I told him I was going to tell everybody on the radio how awesome the Niners are and how bad Kirk Cousins is. So I just want to make sure that he heard that.
That was mean.
Think about that for just a moment, though, real quick. They won 4 games last year.
Yes.
The 49ers.
Yes.
And then the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And we had a chance to get Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah.
But we took Vance Joseph.
I make jokes that to my family that lives in Sacramento that the 49ers are sort of like Broncos light because we have Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch that our radio talk show guys actually talk about the 49ers, which makes me so happy because I love the Niners.
Absolutely. All right. We got one more segment left, which we could talk a little sports. But I'll tell you what, hey, you know, this is something, folks, and think about this before break. Most of the time to succeed in something financially, you need to know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have some background in it. This is something we really don't want you to know anything
right,
about. Okay. Because
right.
You might want to advise Mike.
Right.
But you know what? You don't really need to know anything, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? And Kurt can get with you on the monies and what you need to have and who's an ideal person to do this and all that. But I'm telling you, this is something that can truly, truly change your life. Give Mike a call, 720-220-8500.
Get relief from Flesch and Beck. You just got in an accident. You called the police. You made sure to get a thorough record of the scene. Then after the initial adrenaline wears off, your mind starts to swirl with all the stuff you need to do. Insurance claims, car repairs, doctor's visits, medical bills, on top of the physical pain you're in. Flesch and Beck will give you relief from the financial stress so that you can focus on healing. Call Flesch and Beck immediately after your accident for a free consultation. Then you can rest while they talk to your insurance company. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesch will relieve your burden of financial worries. All you need to do is call him right now, 303-806-8886. Call Kevin Flesch immediately after your accident. Get relief from the financial stress of an injury. Flesch and Beck Law. They get results.
Trust your pet's care to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Hi, this is Scott Watley, and we've trusted our pets to Lone Tree for over 15 years. There are many reasons we love them, and it's great to have all of our pet care needs met under one roof. Whether your pet needs medical, dental, surgical care, boarding, grooming, or obedience training, the friendly and experienced staff at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has you covered. As accredited members of the American Animal Hospital Association, you can rest assured that Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center meets the highest standards of veterinary care. And they're a Gold Star member of the BBB and a member of HaystackHelp.com. Check out their blogs at LoneTreeVet.com as they share great insight on pet care. Lone Tree is open 7 days a week for your convenience. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Give them a call, 303-708-8050, or check them out at LoneTreeVet.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and our special edition of Your Money Matters. A few more minutes with Mike Hills, our guest from Atlas Real Estate, realatlas.com. Once again, Mike's number, 720-220-8500.
Okay, one of the things that we can finish up with, and I don't know we have enough time, but you'll do fine. It's called house hacking. Mm-hmm. Explain to the listeners this terminology millennials have given to house
hacking. So a hack, as millennials have, hack for me means somebody that doesn't do a good job. Right. For millennials, a hack is a cheat code. So think video games. It's video game vernacular. It's like, I got a hack. I got a cheat code, a computer hack. House hacking is by definition a way to sort of play the game that lenders like to play when you have not a lot of money to buy multiple pieces of real estate. And what I did in the early 2000s was house hacking, although it wasn't called house hacking. I was just called crazy for what I was doing. Let me give you an example. This is the easiest way to say it. I bought a house in 2001, September 1st, 2001. I lived in that house. I had two buddies move in with me. By definition, when you live in a home and as a primary residence, you get to put less money down, you get better interest rates, and you can put it on 30-year fixed-rate mortgages. Yep. So I bought this little house, little three-bedroom, two-bath house in Denver, right before Denver turns into Aurora, kind of like where Evans turns into Iliff, right there, little townhouse, three-bedroom, two-bath. It was $145,000, and I put $6,800 down. No, there's three things typically you need to buy a house. You need a steady income, so you need a job. You need good credit, and you need a down payment. And we usually tell people if you can get to two of the three, we can coach you how to get to the third.
Yep.
I had a job. I was young, but it was my first real job out of college. I had good credit, but I didn't have enough money for a down payment. So my mom did what's called a gift letter. So she gifted me $6,800, and I moved into this house, and two of my buddies moved in with me. The funny thing is that was 18 and a half years ago. Those two original buddies that moved in with me, one still rents from me. No joke, it's been 18 and a half years. He still rents from me. The other guy owns 18, 19 rental doors. So he learned this and said, hey, I'm going to do this too. So that's the first house. And I put 3.5% down, had a little bit of my own money, and then my mom gifted me the $6,800. The second thing I did 19 months later, I bought another house and I moved, because when you sign on the dotted line, when you're borrowing money from a bank to buy a house, you're only committing to live there for 12 months. You can live there for 30 years, but you're only promising to keep it as a primary residence for 12 months. So that's what a house hack is. I bought my first house, 3.5% down, lived there for a little over a year, in between a year and 2 years, moved and did it again. Moved a couple years later and did it again, and did that five times through the 2000s. And that's what the definition of house hacking. Now, why would I do that? There's a few reasons. Number one, when you live in a home, you get better interest rates and you get better financing, 30-year fixed rate notes. Number two, when you live in it yourself, it's your home and it's your equity. Because think about how many people are listening that maybe they own their house now, but they were at one point renters. Well, I figured I'd be a renter. I wasn't married, didn't have any kind of long-term significant other. So I figured my two buddies would move in with me because we were all going to live together anyway. So I might as well be the landlord. So that's exactly what I did. But there's a third reason that you house hack. And you know what that is? You don't have any money. I didn't have 20% down.
Right.
I didn't have $10,000 down. I had to borrow. I had to get that money from somebody else. And why did it take me 18, 19 months to do it a second time?
To get it down.
Because I needed to save the money down. Because my mom was like, I already gifted you it once. I'm not doing it again. So I needed to save. I think my second house was like $12,000 down. And I did the same thing over and over again. And that's what house hacking is.
And by house hacking, it cash flows.
Absolutely. It cash flows. And here's the thing. Sometimes it's a very minimal cash flow.
Right.
Sometimes you're just breaking even,
right.
But you're really not breaking even, because people think that breaking even means that the cash flow is breaking even. But every time you make that mortgage payment, somebody else is buying your house for you. Somebody else is reducing your debt. And there's five ways, real quick. I know we got to go here shortly. There's five ways you make money when you own real estate. Two of them are tax advantages. We'll ignore those. There's three major ways when you own a home that, and think of this. Number one, positive cash flow on the rent. Making positive cash flow on the rent. Number two, if you buy for the 20-year picture, you're going to make appreciation on the asset that you purchased. Number three is the sneaky one. Number three is the one that nobody ever talks about or thinks about, and that's the debt reduction. Every time my tenants pay me and I turn around and pay the bank, I make a little bit more. I purchase a little bit more of my asset with somebody else's money, and I take this to the extreme. and one of my buddies that's probably listening, everything that I own, all the rentals that I own, I have on 10-year and 15-year fixed rate mortgages because I don't need the cash flow today. I want the cash flow tomorrow. This is college fund for my children. This is retirement. This is all of those things because someone else is buying the asset.
When somebody else is making those payments and driving your payoff down, it's almost like they're taking $300, $400, $500 a month and putting it in your 401k.
100%.
It's yours.
It's mine.
But you had, and all of a sudden you turn around and I've got thousands of dollars sitting here because I have more equity.
How about this? That first little house that I bought, that little townhouse, 3-bedroom, 2-bath townhouse. Today I owe Wells Fargo like $50,000, $52,000 on it. Wells Fargo is the one that gave me the original note. I owe them $52,000. If I would just sell that house today, I'd probably sell it for somewhere around $300,000. Now there'd be some transaction costs and management, you know, fix up costs because the same tenant's been living there for like 12 years, something like that. So there'd be some costs, but I think I could reasonably say that I could walk with $175,000 in net profit.
With $6,500 up.
With a $6,800 original investment. Now, it's taken 18 and a half years, but so what?
Okay, tell us when your next conversation is.
Next conversation, the 28th, next Tuesday, 6:30 p.m. Again, I will make a promise. Anybody listening, no one's going to try to sell you anything. There's no class. There's no book. There's even beer. Real estate. But there is beer. There will be beer there, so you can have a cocktail, and we can sit and have a conversation.
Okay. Disclosure, sir.
Affordable interest mortgage, NMLS 298-191. We are regulated by the Division of Real Estate when we are an equal credit lender.
Kurt, we appreciate it, as always.
Thanks.
Thank you, gentlemen. Go Niners.
Kurt Rogers, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Mike Hills, Atlas Real Estate, realatlas.com. Mike's number, 720-220-8500. Don't go anywhere. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.